With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I have to tell you, man, one of the great things about living in Western Washington is that you can really dictate your relationship with snow. And I always wanted that in my life, because growing up in the Northeast, man, snow had its way with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it did, man.
I mean, we did hear about that with you and the snowman.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. But, you know, but there's
a lot more salacious than we thought, huh, boys?
Yeah. Yeah. Snow is cool as long as you can get the hell away from it. And that's why I have a lot of love and appreciation for this third grader named Carter. He's gone viral because of a TV interview that he did while shoveling snow in Ontario. Hey, that's in Canada, by the way. And they get snow. I don't know if you know that, but they get some snow up there. And, of course, everybody in the Northeast and has been getting slammed, and even Atlanta got snow, and a massive snowstorm on Monday. And Carter's like, okay, he's talking to a news reporter, again, shoveling snow. And you could tell Carter's like, look, shoveling me, I am over this.
If you didn't have a machine to help you move the snow, you probably found it a bit
tiring.
A snow day turned into a work day for Carter Trizzolo.
I really wish I was in school right now.
Trizzolo was clearing snow around not just his house, but also doing it
for my neighbors, friends, probably people I even don't know.
Yeah.
Are you tired?
I love this kid. He looks like Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Does. Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, he does.
Tiring.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, he is like, obviously very, very altruistic, very kind, but he's so miserable trying to help people. He's like, I don't even know why I'm doing this for people.
Helping the neighbors, my parents, my friends, some idiots I don't even know.
Yeah.
Dude, that was my life when I was a kid, because my parents would send me out to shovel up all the snow outside of our house, and it was a ridiculous amount. And then I'd do the neighbors. But at least it was a monetary gain. The neighbors would always float you like $5-$10. So then it became like a business venture. But even, after a couple of snowstorms, you're like, you know what? It's not even worth the $5. This just sucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. They got to step it up. They knew what they were doing when they were going, sure, kid, here's $5, $10. They knew that was way underpaying.
But when I was a kid, I thought I was pulling a fast one on them. These idiots. They're letting me snow. This is like nothing. I'm getting $10 for just like, shoveling their snow. Now as an adult, even with that little snowstorm that we had a couple of weeks ago, I went out there and shoveled like four times. By that second time, I would have given a kid $20 easy to shovel my driveway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right, dude. Yeah, you should see. It is so freeing to let someone else do that.
Or try and teach Tatum to do it. But at two, she really didn't have the strength to
start up early, then they get used to it.
Yeah. She's going to be like, Dad, just send me to school.
Right. I love that part of the whole thing. I'd rather be in school.
You know, it's funny, too, because Lily lives in Massachusetts, so Northeast, and she's the same way. She was like, Dad, we might not be able to go to school on Tuesday because our driveway is so icy, we can't get out. And I was like, what? And she's like, I'm just going to come live with you. And I was like, yes.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Do that. No snow here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Miserable growing up with that. I couldn't stand it. Just couldn't stand it.
See, it was bittersweet because the fun part was all the cool things you could do in the snow. Like, you know, we play football and tackle each other and not really be too worried about crushing someone's head into the concrete or, like, you know, building snow forts and snowball wars and all that stupid stuff. But then it always ended with, oh, I also have to shovel it.
Yeah, again, it wasn't a fight with a snowman, but I ended up having a really bad relationship when I was about Carter's age, because he's a third grader, I was a third grader, and that's when I fractured my collarbone and had to get an entire, almost like half body cast, because that's how they did it back then. And so, you know, it was a beating. It was because of snow that people said, look at that kid. And then the doctor beat the crap out of me to set my shoulder. And I was just like, Snow, you are my nemesis, Snow.
And doctors did things differently back then. Now they try to repair it. They don't just beat you up.
Oh, dude, I remember just looking at my father going, why are you letting him hurt me? You know, because he was, I mean, I get that he was setting my shoulder or whatever the heck Neanderthal thing that they were doing back then in the 60s. But, you know, man, oh, man, it hurt like a mo. Oh, oh.
Did your dad say it was because you got in a fight with the snowman? And that's
yeah, what that's he what he said. Saying. Yeah, Danny. That's exactly what he said.
What if the doctor's last name was Snowman? And we've just been confused this whole time.
Oh, yeah, that's Dr. Snowman. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's it.
Paging Dr. Snowman.
Yeah, that's it.
Shoulder specialist.
Yeah, you guys figured it out. You guys are amazingly brilliant people. Yeah.
First name, Frosty.
Yeah. That's it. Frosty Snowman. Yeah. Hey, there was a woman that was hospitalized. And Steve, you got to watch out for this because she was hospitalized because she ate way too many sushi rolls, Steve.
I've come close to that.
I ain't going to lie.
How many did she eat? Oh, Steve's going to tell you all about this. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys, and thanks to Kia Puyol for giving us the Migs Report. And today, a very special day, a day that I celebrate almost every night, BJ. Any guesses on what it is?
I think I know, so I'm gonna recluse myself.
Oh,
I don't even know if that's a word. Yeah,
Are you stalking Steve? Is that what's happening?
Yes, yeah, it's National Stalk Steve Day.
Yeah.
All right, Vicky.
I'm torn between your bite of ice cream and popcorn.
Oh, you gotta pick one.
I'm gonna say popcorn.
Woo! Bing, bing, bing.
No, you're right. Wait a minute.
I hit the wrong button.
It's too cold for ice cream.
Yeah. Never too cold for ice cream. True, you guys are crazy.
Right, yeah. No. Wow.
For the non-fun people.
Fair. It's National Popcorn Day. Maybe enjoy Smith Family Popcorn. Our friends Ted Smith's family, they do popcorn. That's pretty awesome. Or our buddy Cobb, he also does popcorn, and his is based over in Pike Place.
Boy, what a great name for a guy who deals with corn, Cobb.
Yeah, Cobb's Popcorn. Which is really cool news, because today would be a day to go to Crumble, and you're like, well, why would I go to a cookie place to enjoy National Popcorn Day?
Steve, but why would I go to a cookie place to enjoy popcorn? Why?
I don't know, really. No, I actually have an answer for you, BJ, and it's because one of the flavors, caramel popcorn. It's a buttery cookie topped with thick caramel frosting, crunchy caramel popcorn, and smooth caramel on it. Or caramel, however you want to say it.
Boy, you know, Crumble's really on it. Good for them. They must have known that this week had a popcorn day in there.
And how cool is this? They're using Cobb's popcorn to make it.
Oh!
Which on his Instagram just said, we can finally share the exciting news. We're featured on Crumble's newest flavor, which is the caramel cookie topped with our caramel popcorn from right here in Seattle. And it's going to be available in over 300 stores across the country.
Whoa! I didn't know Cobb's was that famous that they could make such a deal.
I think this is a big deal for them. This is what is going to make them famous.
Wow. Because Crumble didn't start here. So that's cool that, Crumble recognizes. That's pretty awesome.
And their popcorn's delicious. So, I mean, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
I got to try it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got to celebrate, Cobb's big thing here.
Yeah.
And eat a cookie.
Yeah, good call.
eat a cookie.
Seems like the right thing to do today.
Right.
Hey, Steve, you know what? I mean, tomorrow could be the day.
It could be.
Yeah.
If we're lucky.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods, but
I know.
Okay.
We could swing by Caramel. We could swing by Crumble if you'd like for a little post-lunch dessert.
If I'm lucky. I mean, what, am I not going to make it out of lunch? Is this what's going to happen? I mean, wait, you got plans? Does somebody get a gun underneath the toilet or something?
I was about to say, if I leave to go to the bathroom during our lunch, you might want to leave, BJ.
Wow. Okay.
Just saying.
Wow. Okay,
and after we eat, we get a cookie, maybe we get some sushi, we do all-you-can-eat sushi, and we could end up like this one woman, Danielle, and end up in the ER.
Okay, what happened?
If you're lucky, BJ.
Yeah, really, if I'm lucky. Because I eat sushi with you, and you always, put us all up to the challenge, because you just go, you get after it.
Well, what I love about this is just another example of how TikTok just brings out the stupidity in all of us. And today's example is this Danielle woman. She decided that, I'm going to go all-you-can-eat sushi, and I'm going to eat as much as I can to put it on my TikTok video.
Of course she is.
Now, before she even ate all the sushi, she had some gyoza, the pot stickers.
Yeah, pot stickers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are you doing that for if you're trying to do a sushi challenge?
Jalapeno poppers and then an order of miso soup. I'm like, screw all that. You go straight for the sushi.
Yeah.
Then she ate, I thought originally when I read the story, she ate 32 rolls. And I was like, well, that's why you ended up in the hospital. She ate 32 pieces, which I feel like we've done.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
We've definitely come close to 32 pieces.
Yeah.
Because if you think about
pieces,
it, each roll has like 10 pieces on it.
I have four rolls, no problem.
Yeah, but she did. I mean, she looks a little tinier than you.
No.
Yes, and she's also not a competitive eater.
Yeah.
And, all of a sudden, she didn't feel very well. She couldn't sleep. She woke up the next day in severe pain in her stomach and her chest, and she couldn't breathe. So she had a panic attack and then went to the ER. Well, luckily, she wasn't dying or anything along those lines. She had a bad case of acid reflux, and it took several days for her to feel normal again. But the good news,
The video of her in the hospital got 11 million views, and that's the most important thing when you're doing this stuff for the TikToks.
Good for her. 11 million views in the hospital. Thank you for giving up the body.
So we go from one idiot on TikTok to somebody using TikTok for, I think, good, because there was a video that was shared on TikTok of a woman that was so pissed off at a Taco Bell that the reason being is that she showed up 3 minutes after they closed and had a meltdown and demanded to speak to the manager. Or, in fact, she wanted to talk to Taco Bell corporate. She's like, yo.
Oh, okay.
Just to put it in perspective, she showed up at 4:03 in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
The hell?
No good is happening if you're showing up at, like, when the Taco Bell closes at 4:03.
4:03 in the morning, and she made the run for the border, and they're like, yeah, we're closed, and she freaked out, so she's like, look, you got to put me in touch with corporate. Give me their number. And I love this employee at Taco Bell. They gave them their personal cell phone number.
Oh, nice.
That way, when she called, they would answer it, pretend to be Taco Bell corporate, and videotape it for TikTok for everyone to laugh at this woman.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's brilliant.
The best part is, for added authenticity, they clicked away on a computer keyboard as she was raging on the phone, so it looked like they were taking notes. Like, does she think that there's someone at corporate at 4 in the morning willing to take her call?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
So she's bitching because she was going to spend like $20, maybe even $30 worth of food. She's taking her business to another Taco Bell location.
Oh, okay.
And she wants to be compensated for being wronged. Of course, while she made the call, they put it on speakerphone and they videoed the whole thing. And here's the audio of this lady losing her mind with, quote unquote, Taco Bell corporate.
I know I'm going to try to raise their high because I go in there every single night.
They lost $30, BJ.
Wow.
$30.
I love the flex. I will go to another Taco Bell. And if you're Taco Bell corporate, you're like, oh,
cool.
That's a good solution. We like that solution, miss.
Right, you didn't say I'm going to Taco Time.
And yeah. I also like how she, like, her flex on them was like, I go in there pretty much every day at the same time. What are you doing at Taco Bell every day at 4 a.m.?
And maybe she works a weird shift. I don't know.
Yeah, she didn't sound like she was drunk.
No.
I thought for sure we were going to hear some drunk woman. So maybe she's somebody that, you know what, I don't want any breakfasty stuff to get going, unless she loves her breakfast burrito. But, yeah, wow.
Dude, it's so funny. On Saturday, we went to Oregon, a couple of buddies, to wrestle over in Portland for DOA Pro Wrestling. After we were done, we left, and of course, we're hungry, so we swung by a fast food place. And as we pull up to the fast food place, we put in our order. We get to the window, and the guy's like, boy, you guys were cutting it close. And we're like, what do you mean? They're like, well, we close at midnight. And I look at the clock on my thing, and it's 11:35.
Oh.
And I'm just like,
so close.
Like, yeah, man, really down to the wire. And he wouldn't stop giving us crap about it. He's like, yeah, it's going to be a few minutes because, you know, you guys waited until the last second. I don't understand why everyone's waiting until the last second to come here. And I'm like, because it's a fast food place. Like, we don't make a... we didn't make a reservation in advance.
Yeah, that's... look, I've never worked at a fast food place, so I don't know. But I feel like a half hour before the place closes... I mean, really, 15 minutes before the place closes seems fair game to me. If you... You know, I get being pissed off if you get there 5 minutes till and then you make an order. It's like, yeah, that kind of sucks. I get that, but... I mean, 15 minutes to a half hour before they close? Why is that a bad thing?
For the drive-thru. It wasn't like we were going in there to sit there and like waste their time after closing.
Yeah. They already cleaned the grill.
They did.
And that's why. Oh. At that point, it's...
Everything was all done. And then, but there was other cars behind me. I'm like, man, you're in for a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A rough 25 minutes, sir.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know what? That's jumping the gun right there. If you're doing all that cleaning and it's like a half hour till, that's jumping the gun, buddy.
To be honest, like, I thought they must close at 11:30. And I, for a half a second, I felt terrible. I was just like, oh, man. Well, what time do you close? He goes, midnight.
I'd be like, can I get five more of whatever I'm ordering right? Just to make him even
like, I want a shake, too. Get the ice cream machine going.
There you go.
Boy, you guys are really cutting it close.
Yeah, you are. Oof. What a horrible customer you are. You know what? If I was Taco Bell, I would say, man, I don't want you to ever go to I'm going to go to another Taco Bell.
Well, we did demand to speak to the corporate office. And resolved at 11:35 at night.
Good job, buddy.
while we were off, BJ, I don't know if you heard, but Ken Norton, no longer the defensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes, I did hear that news.
They cut the cord, baby.
see what happens next year. I mean, they've always just been mediocre at best with him.
So mediocre?
Right. I mean, some moments of, oh, that looks good, but it's always like right at the end of the season. So this time around, it's over. He's done. So best of luck to Ken. And now, who's going to be the new defensive coordinator? I have no idea. I guess they're talking to the Broncos defensive coordinator right now. And there's even a talk of maybe Gus Bradley coming back.
I mean, look, I don't know a lot about football, and Mitch would tell you that for, you know, Mitch Unfiltered. But ironically, I feel like the defense wasn't the problem this year, you know, as things got rolling. I mean, the poor guys were on the field pretty much the whole game. And, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it was really offense was the problem, where we just couldn't score and keep the ball for long periods of time. So it's of all the times where we thought you should get rid of Ken Norton, this is an interesting year where I thought, is he really the problem? Was defense really the problem? I felt like offense was really the sore thumb this year.
They also got rid of Andre Curtis, who's the passing game coordinator. So the passing will be better next year, BJ, because they've enlisted my help.
Oh, there's a passing game coordinator.
Yes.
Wow, all right, I had
no
idea.
My coordination will be Hail Mary all the time, just like I'm Madden.
There you go.
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah, see, good job. They got you coming in. Yeah.
So he said Dan Quinn. A lot of people believe he's going to become a head coach. And there's some teams already been talking to him. So
yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. But, I mean, they got to figure out what to do with Jamal Adams next year when he comes back. Because, obviously, they didn't use him very well this year before he got hurt.
Yeah, I will say that is the one glaring thing. That you could definitely look at Ken Norton and go, wow, a lot of people seem to think he used that guy wrong.
Also, while we were off, I don't know if you guys happened to watch that big matinee game on Monday, but the Kraken no longer are losers.
Yeah. How about that?
Oh, man. That was like my favorite game of the year. That was such a great win.
Took a lot of work
overtime, shootout.
Yeah.
Oh, crowd was knocking.
The only win of the year. So, yeah, so far, yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know if you also saw over last weekend, they did unveil a brand new pregame show, which is pretty sweet.
Dude,
they did an incredible job with that.
Well, we now know why they paid those guys that money. We were wondering for a while, like, man, oh, man, did you overpay for those dudes? Because so far, but
Yeah, the big tentacle comes down to the ice, and it's just like, bong. It's awesome. It sounds better than what I just did, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I was back there watching it.
Yeah, me too.
Still no mascot, but now we have a team dog.
I was like, if they're going to try to make this dog our mascot, I was going to be so angry.
You know what? They're 1-0 with Davy Jones as the team dog.
Yeah, baby.
He's a rescue husky.
It's true.
Dog's cute as all hell. I saw the video of like the Kraken players all playing with him in the locker room. Maybe that helped put them in better spirits and a little less like, you know, full of the nerves and I don't know.
Well, Ted Lasso's got a dog, you know, in that show that's like the mascot of that team. So why not? Well, you know what? If we can imitate art and get some W's, I'm all for it.
One of my buddies, Olaf, sometimes he brings his dog into the locker room before we play hockey, and it's always a blast.
Yeah.
Except his dogs are obsessed with sock tape like that. Like it's almost like a clear tape.
Oh, yeah?
That you use to wrap like some of your gear when you play hockey. So once you like peel it off, they just snap at you. And you're like, what the hell's wrong with your dog? He's like, I don't know. They're obsessed with sock tape.
Oh, okay.
So you have to carefully peel it off. Otherwise, they start nipping at your elbows.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. The sound, I imagine, because they have better hearing. So maybe the sound is just tripping them.
So hopefully Davy Jones doesn't do that to the Kraken players. We need their elbows.
Yeah.
Up next for them, tomorrow against the San Jose Sharks.
And they're another team better than us because
everybody's better than us,
man.
For the most part.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, as far as weather, 50 degrees, and it's going to be cloudy today. Thanks to Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical for giving us the Makes Report.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
No.
Star Empire Strikes Back.
No.
Star Wars.
No. So close, yet so very, very far away.
Yeah, the Star Wars and Schindler's List are very, very close. They're very, very, very similar in there.
Schindler's List for me.
What do I want from you? Really? Yeah, you know what? A crumble cookie with some popcorn on it. How about
clearly,
that?
Andre Curtis is the defensive passing game coordinator. What do I? I don't know anyone who's a passing game coordinator.
Oh, so it's not even offense. So they're really cleaning out the defense. Yeah. Okay.
So there
you
go. Just quick correction. Thanks to the texters.
All right, there we go. The correct answer we're looking for there is Schindler's List. You want a shot at being Steve, you got a 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 6:50 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.